Totally acoustic, a hub for unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, nor out, that's what it's totally about, that's why it's called Totally Acoustic.
So I'm going to do two songs, and the first one is my song about the death of Margaret Thatcher. I wrote this seven or eight years ago. I'm sorry it took so long. Although last year, me and Steve did a show that featured Margaret Thatcher as a character. And I was therefore one of the only people in Britain wishing Margaret Thatcher good health. If she died during the show, it would have been terrible. So I wrote this song six, 7 years ago. And I have been amazed this week about how prescient it was. I wrote this song just after Ronald Reagan died, as will be obvious from the first line. This is called The Fight for History. They're saying Ronald Reagan was the master of diplomacy, 'cause he ended the Cold War with only Thatcher there to help him. They say he led the world in times that were more optimistic. I don't know about you, but that is not how I remember it. The constant crushing certainty of nuclear oblivion was ended by East Germans in Berlin, not by politicians, when warmongers seek credit for a peace they didn't want. They've one eye on the history books, the other's on the clock. But I was there, and I will not forget. The fight for history begins today. The Thatcher is dead. The two-faced slip-on socialists who helped her stay in power are driving round in company cars charging £1,000 an hour to reassure the wage slaves who think they're the wage slave masters of their modern and creative. What's behind the drums, beat faster, and we've all got to pretend that we now like Edwina Curry. And that Boris Johnson isn't a corrupt, adulterous bully. All the smiling, lying psychopaths we finally can post are creeping into reality TV and phoning shows. For I was there, and I will not forget. The fight for history begins today. The Thatcher is dead. Down in Shoreditch, all the preening pamphlet-headed peacocks try to make out it's ironic, wearing council hair and fox socks, and paint the 80s as an age of decadence and glamour, as if the miners strike, the poll tax and BSC never happened, as if Section 28 was never passed into, as if Osama bin Laden wasn't paid to fight our wars, as if the institutionalised weren't turfed onto the streets into a new society they said did not exist. But I was there, and I will not forget. The fight for history begins today. The Thatcher is dead. And if you think it's past and put to bed, you wait until the wave of lies the day that Thatcher is dead. I practiced that on Wednesday when the funeral was on television. All my neighbours knew what I thought about that. So I'm going to do one other song. This is something I'm doing my first solo gig in 5 months on Saturday in Altrincham. And this is my first single, so my first solo single. And so I've learnt this up for fun. And this is about going clubbing in the week.
Hey.
Something which I love to do these days. Oh, I love it. I start past 10:30 sometimes. That's not really. No. 10:15. And this song is for clubbing in the week. on a Monday in the Midlands, there's not a lot to do. The boys did he serve in the game, really, you? You turn around to your friend and say, I don't exactly know, but I really want a boogie, and there's one place we could go. Let's go clubbing in the week. We can have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it'll be great, yeah. Everybody in there looks like they are half your age. And bearing in mind I wrote this song quite a long time ago, they were actually half my age. But you are feeling groovy, there's no need to be ashamed. You think that's what you're doing, you give them the answer. I'm the greatest dancer. Let's go clubbing in the week. We can have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it'll be great, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you remember when we do this all the time? When we were students, we would go out every night. But now we'll get a cab and try to forget that in 4 hours' time we'll have to get out of bed. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So you get up off the floor and drag yourself into work with piss pens in your trousers and vomit on your shirt. Everybody says to you, God, you look like death. I bet you won't do that again. And you say, yes. I'll go clubbing in the week. I will have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it'll be great. All of clubbing in the week is going clubbing in the week. It's great. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Good. Yes, thanks very much. And now I'd like to introduce you to our first of two acts this evening. Now, normally when I select bands, when I introduce bands to Totally Acoustic, I like to say that, you know, the reason I picked them is because they're great, because they're exciting, because they're modern, thrusting, and new. All of these are true about the next band. But I must admit, the main reason I thought these are the band I want to play tonight is because when they first asked me about this, I said, we haven't got any gigs at the moment. If you could contact me in 2 months' time, that would be great. They contacted me in exactly 2 months. That's the kind of thing I love doing about. Luckily they're apes as well, but I would have had them if they were shit. It would have been fine. So please welcome the very great and totally not shit but excellent and punctual End of East Room.
Well, thank you, Mark, for getting back to me from the email. I had this calendar up on my wall and I was like, cross it off every day.
Now he said he might be up.
Oh, so happy. Okay, right, should we? Oh, we're starting this. You're not even on this song. You just carry on.
Thanks, Wayne.
It just starts
all
by
myself. We sat by the lakeside, gazing as the leaves glide down and settle by our side. The sky's reflection distorts through raindrops. Sun sets as far as I can see. Thank you. listening to the sounds that the leaves make as they rustle beneath our feet. I wish every day would be like this, seeing the smile on the lips. I'd like to kiss.
We used to be a five piece for a few shows. We don't play that often. So like last year we played about four times. But Megan, who used to be in the band, she got pregnant. Or as Emma calls it, she got megnant.
Thank you for that gracious laugh. That's more than you usually guess.
But this is the first time that we've, us four, have played.
It is.
Show together. So I'm excited about that.
Doesn't matter, you lot.
Or you lot. But this is a song called Birds.
What could it be about?
Who knows?
on a bridge at night, with the endless river rolling by. And we'll sing songs till the morning hour, until it's cold, until we're tired. Stars. You fell into my heart. We came out of the stars.
Thank you.
when ships sink gently, right on time. If you look and you'll find, 'cause you've opened your eyes now. Delicate, all when ships sink gently, right on time. We'll go tiptoe silently away, and we'll go tiptoe silently away. As the music gets louder, the noises arising, let's escape to a place where it's quiet. And then we'll hear for the first time our voices, and the city was quiet, and we listened for a while.
My Old Friend, and it was sort of written and inspired by Fahrenheit 451, both the book and the film.
It's kind of our pop hit.
We were recently described as folk pop. This is the pop. I have no idea where the rest. I don't care where the folk bit came from. It's the cardigans, the ale, the beard. Morris dancing affiliations, all of that. That's the fun. You can do that.
Don't give it away.
My life.
The pop is the bit where we have to tune our instruments between every song.
The house.
Tell me, is anybody here a superhero?
No! Definitely not! No, definitely not!
Are you sure? Does nobody, for example, have a secret origin?
A secret origin? Why? I don't even know what one of those is!
Well, allow me and one android to explain. Your secret origin is how your superhero story begins. Your secret origin.
You could be born in a rock on a mountain top, the funkiest monkey that had ever been popped.
You could fall into a cauldron when you were very small, growing up in a village in ancient Gaul.
Your secret origin is how your superhero story begins. Your secret origin. You could be shot in a rocket when your planet exploded,
or live in a matrix, but only you know it.
Be a secret agent or a private detective.
I was bitten by a flag that was radioactive. I sued. That's my secret origin.
It's how my superhero story begins. My secret origin. Well, it's got to be a story that's action-packed,
but underlying everything be slightly sad.
People see you in your costume, they will ask, why do you have to dress like that when you're fighting crime? I mean, couldn't you be a policeman or something?
And you'll say no, because with great power comes great responsibility.
I'm sworn to save a world that fears and hates me.
Criminals are a superstitious, cowardly lot.
It's what I'm programmed to do. I am a robot. That's my secret origin. It's how my superhero story begins. My secret origin. My secret origin.
Hooray!
Get over it! Get over it! The only person being punished by your principal position is you! Get over it! Get over it! And you'll find yourself supplied with a pile of better things to do! Now, I wasn't always the macho hunk of sheer beefcake you see before you now. At school I was a little fat kid, and PE was a weekly hell. And so I threw myself into books, I sneered at those who played games. I set myself above them, decided I would hate it forever. But then in 1996, I realised what I'd missed. I denied myself the fun of sport, the excitement, the drama. So in short, I got over it. I got over it. Gazza's goal against the Scottish made my snobbish supposition subside. I got over it, and now I'm over it. Gary Lineker's my guru, Stuart Pearce opened up my mind.
I used to say I didn't like curry, I thought it was disgusting and weird. Then found out it wasn't supposed to have sweet corn, bananas and sultanas. That's just how my mum made it. Taxis, restaurants, Jaffa cakes, dishwashers and the Smiths were things I expressed disdain for when the truth of the matter was this. I might have claimed high principles, but at the end of the day, I wasn't being moral or ethical. I was just afraid. So I got over it. Got over it. The only person being punished by your physical position is you. I got over it. I got over it. And now I find myself supplied with a pile of better things to do.
In the words of Sir Ludwig Gutmann, the founder of the Paralympic Games,
this sitting around feeling sorry for yourself is no good. Cut it out!
Or to put it another way.
Get over it! Get over it!
of me hasn't been punished by your principal position is you. Get over it, get over it, and you'll find yourself supplied with a pile of better things to do. Get over it.
I've got something, I know something that's guaranteed to turn anybody's smile the sunny side up.
What's that? You killing yourself?
He's not very nice, is he?
Get a life.
Oh dear, come on Chuck, cheer up.
Cheer up? Have you seen the news? Here, let me enlighten you.
I bet you didn't realise the world is run by people who are rich. I bet you didn't know that rampant sexism continues to exist. But I did, because I'm so much cleverer than you. I bet you think that global warming's something that is going to go away. I bet you think that overall the world will all turn out to be okay. But I don't, because I'm so much cleverer than you. I bet you really like religion. I bet you trust all politicians. I bet you think that the police care about you. I bet you phone in for competition. I bet you've got a television. I bet you think that newspapers only tell the truth. Well, this must be all a surprise. I must have blown your timeline. I know my insights are original and new. But now you know the world is bad. You'll know you've no reason to laugh. But most of all, you'll know I'm cleverer than you. So much cleverer than you.
I'm not sure I entirely agree with all of that.
What are you going to do? Are you going to play one of your lovely songs? That would be great.
Oh, do you really think so?
No.
What a rotter.
What a rotter indeed. That was an excerpt there, in case you're wondering, from Total Hero Team, our new show. And it does make a kind of sense if you see it all together, honestly. So yeah, that was a special one-off edition of Totally Acoustic featuring the very wonderful Enderby's Rune and also me and Steve. I'm not sure when the next show is going to be. Hopefully not too far away, but stay tuned to the website, which is www.totallyacoustic.com for further updates. Or you can join the MJ Hibbert, that's me by the way, newsletter to find out when that'll be. I hope you enjoyed that exciting special one-off episode. Thanks so much for coming, to all those who came. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.